to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello and welcome to the AWARE Show. I'm Lisa Garr, and I'm so grateful to be with you all today. We are in for quite a special show. I can feel that, and so can my guest. We were talking a little bit before the show about how the energy was a little bit intense, which is always a sign of a really good show to come. So I'm looking forward to what's going to unfold. I just want to let you know that this has been such a magical series for everyone listening. I've gotten such great feedback on the whole Money and Manifestation Summit that we've been doing. It's just like there's been an opening in the universe for this information to come through super clearly. We've talked about business tips and removing and eliminating belief systems around money and then layering in your greatness around money. And today we're talking about frequency. We're talking about the frequency of you and the frequency of money. And that's such a great way of opening the show, because money is that. It really is just it's an energy, it's a frequency. And my guest today, who is a spiritual teacher and healer and channel and guide and has a lot of fans on the call right now, I can tell, just a lot of love coming through for you. Emmanuel Dagger is my guest, an expansion catalyst. Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, my God, Lisa, thank you for having me here today, and thank you to the beautiful people all around the world who are holding this space of amazing transformation. I can feel it, and I can feel the synergy that's happening.
I have chills. I do. That's a great sign. Yes, there is appreciation and love and people who are willing to grow, who really want to move to the next step. And a lot of what you do is that you kind of do that for us in a way, but not to take away our choice to do it on our own. So explain to me, first of all, and I want to back up way back to where you grew up. Tell me a little bit about your story. Where did you grow up?
First of all, thank you for that question, because I don't get it that often. So I actually grew up in Lebanon. So during the 80s and 90s of the Civil War was going on. And I remember as a child seeing all of the depths of despair, we can call it, but understanding that it was not truth. It was not the end all. I could always feel that from the beginning. And I have an amazing mother who has that, I think because of the conditioning that she had up to that point, she wasn't able to express and convey it openly and freely. But through me, together, we were able to open her up, and she allowed me to remain open, and she allowed me to not be closed and limited, especially mentally, and also feeling like just because there was a war going on around, that wasn't the only thing that would be in my life. There would be goodness, there would be miracles, there would be blessings. So as a team, we are a team, and a lot of my beautiful friends and audience around the world know her very well. So through that, I remember promising the universe, or whatever we want to call it, that if one day my mom and I would be able to be free from this situation, that I would spend the rest of my life being of service. I would spend the rest of my life helping people and reminding them of the greatness that has always been within them. It has never been not there. It has always been there. So that's what I'm here doing today.
I can feel your Lebanese mother. I have one too. I mean, I can feel her nurturing. I can feel her wisdom. And to be that way in that time, in that has been, it's such a beautiful country in such a war-torn area. There's such a juxtaposition there that you see, and there's so many different sides. That you were able to be raised that way says so much for your mom. Do you mind if I ask, where was your father?
So my father was not in the picture because my mom had me at a really young age, 19 years old. So it was sort of, at the beginning, it was kind of like a Romeo and Juliet love story because he was not Christian Catholic and she was. So at that time, it was kind of like star-crossed lovers of the opposite. And then the families have a lot of say in the whole situation, so his family didn't like it. Her family were open, so it was the whole thing. But gotta love religion.
Wow. Well, it's what it's all based on, there, isn't it? Right.
Right. All the conditioning. Truth is, yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, how did you rise above that? I mean, years and years of religious-based war. How did you rise above? How did you know there was anything different, Emmanuel?
The answer to that, I always go back to, is I just knew. I knew there was something inside that I can't even describe. There's like a drive to want to inspire and help and remind people of how amazing they are. I can't pin when it started, but I do know that when I moved to the States, it's interesting. I moved from Lebanon to Indiana for, you know, I grew up there as a teenager. And so I remember having the post traumatic stress. I would have the dreams like when there was thunder and lightning, I would think that it was bombs and things like that. And so what happened was through prayer, meditation, working with holistic practitioners, at the time my mom was very open as well, we were talking about that earlier. So we didn't subjugate ourselves to Western medicine. We allowed ourselves to be very much immersed in the Eastern philosophy and very open and in different ideas, yoga. And through that, I was able to heal and also tap into my own connection to spirit, where we just create miracles. I was able to manifest the healing of scoliosis. I had a 29.5 degree spine. Now you can see it's like really straight.
Right. Yes.
How did you do this?
I mean, don't just gloss over that one there.
Yes. So again, I remember we went to three doctors from the age of 11 to 14, and they all said that I would need to get a metal rod in my spine so that it would be corrected, and I would be basically experiencing what would feel like arthritis in my spine for the rest of my life. I wouldn't be able to be active and be a child and a kid. Mm. So my mom and I actually made the decision, this is not for me. I feel like there is something greater out there. And so once, you know, doing all of these holistic measures and meditating and praying and actually visualizing and seeing and recognizing the wholeness within me, falling in love with this being that is me, not in an egoic way, but in a way where I'm honoring the universe and the way that I'm honoring spirit, because it created me. So once I started doing that, I remember I was 17 years old. I think it was a warm summer day, and I had my shirt off, and my mom, I just got up to get something from the kitchen, and my mom was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh, like freaking out, screaming with joy. And I said, what is going on? Wait a minute, let me take a picture. I want to take a picture. So she took a picture of my spine, and it went from a 29.5 degree curve. We went to see what it ended up being. It went to a half degree.
What?
Like from 29.5 to a half. And I truly believe that was my reference point to understand that miracles, I mean, if I was able to heal and witness, I don't say I did it. I was able to witness the healing from the universe, that something so dense as a bone, that if that can heal, anything can heal. And so that began my journey into seeing what else I can witness. What can I witness for others? What can I witness for? Because really, for me, the hardest thing was to heal myself. It's so easy for me to witness blessings and healings, especially those who are empaths can relate. They tend to make people feel better, and then they sometimes, if they don't know how to alchemize the what just happened, they feel worse, and then the person's like, oh, I'm amazing, I feel great. That's what would always happen to me as a child, and I know many of you guys can relate to that. But once I learned how to alchemize and heal whatever I was absorbing and then release it, the reason why my spine was like twisting and turning was because I was not releasing. So that was one thing, and then I was able to witness healing in my stuttering. Sometimes when I'm excited, I do have it still. But
in your what? In your
stuttering. I used to stutter.
Oh.
Stutter.
What?
So,
Wow.
Yes. So I used to be shy. I was mute for 2 years. So there's a lot of stuff that I was able to overcome. And then eventually now I say, okay, I was at the lowest of the low. If I can do it, you can too. So that's sort of my driving force of why I want to help people so much.
I mean, I must say that is enormous. To even know that you just have the inkling that you could heal your own body starting at 11, and to make that choice at 11 is incredible and immature, and it's a beautiful starting point for you, and then to actually witness the miracle. You mentioned alchemize. You said to alchemize the feelings within yourself. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. So negative feelings come your way. You transform those?
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. I see them as colors, and I see them as images, very visual, and I actually hear and feel. I mean, really, it just is. I can't really describe it. But what I can tell you is that I can actually palpably feel. We can all feel. We all have that gift. It's just, you know, are we developing it? Are we investing, you know, in our garden, planting the flowers and growing it? That's the way that I usually visualize it. But for me, ever since I was young, I didn't really know how to use it. But as I got older, now it just is. It's I can feel our energy right now, and I can feel the energy of everyone with us and how we are co-creating this vortex of miracles. I mean, it's already done. It's already done. And the way that I technically do it is I expand out, I absorb, and then I release. So I can bring in all that is not for the highest. What's going on? They, whoever's in that space, feels better. And then we release. And I feel it always takes me back to some of the great masters, which are, you know, we can say Kuan Yin, Buddha, Jesus, all those beings, you know, no religion attached, but just those sages. They were able to have such a compassion, such an unwavering compassion. And we're not talking about sympathy here. We're talking about such a love and a knowing of who that person is in front of them beyond the story of that person that they're trying to convince them. They're like, oh, I'm a victim. No, I see who is in front of me. I see the perfection, the wholeness of who they are. And that just alone already sets the tone for the healings to happen.
Wow. So that's what I see, the love coming through for you. Someone who's basically said, she's from Baltimore, she says, Emmanuel, I love you, and I have a question, but chose to make a statement before I ask the question. She says, doesn't the focus on trying to bring in abundance and prosperity put out lack energy? That's a great question. That's a great...
That, yes. I actually...
But go ahead. Great.
Yes.
I'll start there.
That is an amazing question. And what was that?
Her name was Sherry from Baltimore.
Sherry, thank you so much. That was such an important question, because there's this understanding that, you know, Lisa, you know this very much in the law of attraction, that you have to be very focused on the specifics and the details and all of that. I remember when I was in that space, although it may work for some people, it wasn't working for me. And so what I realized was when I let that go, and I expanded into the qualities of what abundance means to me, I realized that I already was abundant. not something that I have to be, do, have, because I already was. It just was. Because that thing that creates us in its perfect image and likeness, how dare we think that we are not part of that? And how dare we think that we are not one with all of the universe? I mean, scientists are discovering that it's expanding even further and further and further out into the ethers, that there's new galaxies, new star systems. So we are that. We are that. So the answer is yes. When we try to get it, when we try to do it, it's not going to happen. Or it can, but it's not going to go to the level as if you just release it and then it will come. In relationships, we hear often that if you love someone so much, you have to be open to the space of releasing them so that they are free to fly. And if they choose to come back, then great. If not, then you've given them that freedom. The same
right.
thing with money. That's the same thing.
So you can really flow with it. Now, you used the word universe a couple of times. And that what now, who specifically or what specific energy are you talking about that does allow that to flow?
For me, there's no word that could really describe what the universe is except love and the kind of love, because everyone has their discernments or we could say judgments around love. But it's an unwavering frequency of expansion and evolution. That's it. And that energy,
beautiful.
If we tap into it, that zero point, everything is possible. Everything.
Zero point, what do you mean? And I love unwavering. What do you mean?
Zero point to me is the present moment where there is no future, there's no past, it's the now, and we are in eternal time. So the zero point, when a lot of people, when they manifest and they're in the mind and they're too in the head, it's not really going to be as easy as if they get into the present moment, simplify, get into your five senses, get into your breath, maybe put on a song that really makes your heart sing, put some beautiful essential oils on, and get all your five senses going, beautiful scenery. You know, I go to the beach all the time, and just get into that still space. Once those goosebumps, we all know those feelings, once those start to come up and they're in the crown and you're feeling it and you're generating this vortex of energy, I can feel it right now.
Yes.
That's when you get into gratitude for all the blessings already in your life and all the abundance that is yet to unfold in your life.
Nice.
That's what it's about.
Nice. We're going to do a bit of a guided meditation in a little bit, and Emmanuel has been so wonderful to offer to take us there, which I really appreciate. So, and then the unwavering part, you said it's unwavering. So there's no judgment coming from this source that you're talking about. There's no curriculum, right?
No. Absolutely. There's no good or bad. There's no right or wrong. It just is. And here's the thing. The biggest secret is, and you know this very well because you live it, is to feel more and to think less. And thinking usually is very correlated with emotions, and we have to honor our emotions, but if we're always emoting, we're always reacting, right?
Yeah.
So if we're always overreactive and, you know, it's going to have high highs and low lows,
right.
We're not going to be very balanced. But when we are feeling, there's no judgment. It just is. This is expansive. This is, I resonate with this. I don't. Doesn't mean that just because we resonate that someone else can't or can't. Right? So there's no good or bad. It just is. So the key to creating more abundance in our life really is to think less and feel more. And those people who are thriving financially and truly happy get that. Those people who do have a lot of money and don't necessarily they're not very happy, they're still working on that. So don't use those people as your, oh, I have to be like this person who's making billions of dollars and or millions, and maybe they're not happy. Look at the people who are generous, who are so grateful to be alive. You know, one of those people that I think of is Oprah. I just think she's just amazing. And she has found how to harness true happiness through giving, through being generous, through gratitude and finding meaning in life by giving back. Those are the things that are going to create the greatest abundance and the fulfillment in your life.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree. I'm a big fan as well. Okay, so talking about abundance here, you mentioned that money or prosperity is just energy. What's the difference between money and prosperity, first of all?
Well, first of all, I'm so grateful that you asked that question because I was really getting, you know, excited to get into this direction. So before I answer the difference between prosperity and money, I think it's important to understand what money is. And money, from my perspective, and just having worked with so many amazing people around the world, it's simply the embodiment of giving and receiving. It's the universal energy of circulation in physical form. And the way that it is in our world is it can be, you know, cash, gold, credit cards, it can be liquid, but it's a form of embodiment. It's very sacred. And I know this was very hard for me because I did grow up Catholic when I was younger, that I could be spiritual, and I'm sure I had some monk poverty vows from past lives, but I just wasn't understanding that I could be prosperous and spiritual at the same time until I realized, oh my gosh, prosperity is spirituality. It is. It has never been separate, because that which is spiritual, which is everything, even the experiences in our lives that seem challenging or the people in our lives that are not very nice, all of that is a spiritual feedback for us. What do we want to create more of? What we don't. So this money that people are seeing as this lifeless object is actually a living, breathing energy. It's a fully alive frequency. And the thing that's happened is because we've seen it as this object, this thing that's lifeless, we've abused it and we've judged it, and we've seen it as, you know, I can't have you, I have to fight for you. Wars are fought for you, so you're bad. Only greedy people can have you. So when that happens, money is traumatized. Yeah. If you had a best friend that everyone was fighting for, huh, and just causing and judging and all this stuff, how traumatized would that friend be, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you were the person that, how traumatized? So once we start to realize that, I remember it was about 6-7 years now, I was in meditation, and I was getting all this guidance from spirit, from the universe, and I received the message, oh my God, this overwhelming sense of grief came up first, because I was like, I cannot believe I abused money in that way. Every time I was saying, oh, only rich people can do this and they're greedy, and what I was doing was traumatizing or abusing money. And so once I started to grieve, I processed through it, then it shifted. I started to ask questions like, okay, so I understand, I accepted what was happening, how can I change it? And in that moment, I got the guidance that I can be of service to money. I can love it. I can heal it. What can I do for you? It's always been about me, 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 me. How can I be here for you? That's when things started to change. I kid you not, Lisa, everything changed once I started. Because look, if you are of service to people, and it's not like we are being of service to money in a way where we're making it our everything, but we are honoring it. We're showing it compassion. We are showing it respect and love for what it's just been trying to do for us, which is just be the embodiment of giving and receiving. And when we do that, we start to heal our relationship with it.
So what is an example of being of service to money look like?
Okay, so one thing that I do, which is actually in the offer later that we are doing, is the 5-step money healing process, which is what I do is I take something that represents money to me, and you can, it can be a credit card, it can be whatever it is, I'll place it over my heart, and I'll just get into a space of oneness with it, and I just really sink into that breath, you know, take a nice deep breath in, and establish a connection. So I say, money, you and I are one. So establishing that connection, we are no longer separate from money. We are no longer seeing it as something outside of us. We are seeing it as an extension of us. So if everything is spiritual, everything, the trees, rocks, people, dolphins, whatever, it's all spiritual. Money is also spiritual. So you and I are one. I'm so sorry on behalf of all mankind for the way we have treated you. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so, so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. What can I do to support you? What can I do to serve you? How can I serve you? Show me. And then I just sit in that space for a moment and feel that gratitude rise up for all that this beautiful energy that has been trying to bless us with, just that giving and receiving. And then I open my eyes and I get into that space of, okay, and so it is. That's a little process that you can do. Anytime I'm paying my bill, anytime I'm giving a donation or doing something of that nature, I get into that space. And what happens is this frequency now of money that you have blessed is injected back into the circulation of the world. And it's starting to create a domino effect that's actually healing all the money. So guess what? When you do that, you're going to become a magnet. It's going to start coming more and more. It's going to drench you with abundance, with blessing, and then it's going to allow you to give back more. And so for me, prosperity is just the awareness that this is all happening.
And
true
allowing
prosperity.
That to flow, right? And allowing
yes.
that to flow. So you addressed something so fascinating in this offer that you're talking about. And by the way, the offer can be found at theawareshow.com/Emmanuel or /Dagher. It's right there on the bottom of the screen, D-A-G-H-E-R. And if you, there are wonderful sessions that Emmanuel talks, I mean, hours with a wonderful, enlightening topics, just like he's talking about now, and clearings, and clearings, and clearings, and clearings, which are these kind of activation processes. And then he goes into these activations, like he just did, with that one example of putting the example of money close to you and then doing that breathing exercise. Or there was a couple of other that I found really, really super powerful. So that's times, 20 on this offer, which is amazing, which is really incredible. I mean, you could do these for 21 days and completely change your financial concept. It's an energy around money. You can really transform your entire encompassing energy around money and clear and clear and clear, which is amazing, which is beautiful. But you addressed something in there in the talking portion of it about class systems. Why do you suppose that there's an upper class and a middle class and a lower class and poverty in the world?
That is all the outward manifestation of the mind being in control. What happens is the mind, that's another subject that I'm very passionate about, is the mind's original purpose was simply to be the observer, to be able to experience, again, the gift of sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, processing information, internal hearing, seeing, feeling, you know, all those things. That's what the candy, I call it the mind candy, was originally for the mind. But throughout time, we know it started to become about survival. So things like guilt, shame, grief, lack, limitation, fear, all those things started to become the mind candy. So as much as we think we're uncomfortable because our spirit's like, no, 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 this is not who we really are, when we feel uncomfortable and we're not feeling expansive, that's our spirit saying, let's pass on this. But what happens is the mind tries to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, 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 I got it taken care of. I'm going to take care of this. I got it. So it compartmentalizes. So the class system is simply that on a grand scale. So when you see, oh, you have to talk like this, you have to be proper like this. I love traveling and having, you know, and you understand having a Lebanese background too, is seeing the cultures all around the world. I love traveling and observing different cultures and how they act. And there's some that are very, there's a lot of limitations. There's a lot of structure, and there's some that are very open and free. That's the one I usually gravitate towards. But it's very interesting to learn and see all of it so that you can see what you want to create more of and what you don't. And one thing that I do is I feel like we are moving into a space, and I know you're doing it too, is to transcend all of those, to actually bring people of all seeming separate backgrounds together so that we can all be one family. And it, you know, it doesn't mean that sometimes there aren't people who are going to be triggering us here and there, but it's all part of the process so that we can evolve and expand. And so the reason why there are class systems from my perspective is because of the mind having that need to be organized, to be, you know, good or bad, right or wrong type of thing. And I just think that it's so outdated, and especially the millennials, people of our generation, are really just, they don't see that anymore. They don't, I don't see it.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. So millennials being 20, 30-somethings, you know, coming into a new era of kind of spirituality around money or consciousness, which I think is so amazing. It just flows for you, right? It's not necessarily, a lot of your generation isn't going for the typical 9-to-5 job either, because they're not there any longer, those jobs. And and a lot of them are being taken by people who were in longtime careers that have also gone away. So it's a really interesting flux that we're in right now. So I love that your generation has really been invited to take a new path and then to show us that way, which is fascinating. It's just a beautiful thing.
It's so interesting to see. You know, I do a lot of stuff for offices and corporate stuff and companies. And what happens is, you know, I usually just dress like with my polo shirt and kind of go in with my jeans, and they're all like wearing suits and things, and, you know, going in there and doing team building and teaching and helping and supporting so that they can kind of adapt to the new system where we're going. And we do a lot of, again, team building, but energy work. A lot of companies are looking for people to sort of give them an outside-of-the-box perspective that actually has worked. So having done that, it's very interesting to see all these sort of uptight people relax, take their jackets off, and sort of be in a space of, oh my gosh, it can be that easy. We can all work together. It doesn't have to be competitive. It doesn't have to be me against them. We can make it about the we. And it's amazing to witness and recognize that, to me, that's an indicator that the world is changing.
Yes, absolutely. So we were going to do a little bit of an example, if you can, or a guided meditation on what you do. And how, and I can't explain it, but if we do an example, maybe people can understand. And I ask you also, if you're listening here, go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Emmanuel, and you'll be able to see the rest of it, the whole offer there. Okay, if you can get to an example, that would be great.
Okay, so the thing that we're going to be using today, I call core energy therapy. So what it does is it combines a few different things. We have spiritual psychology, which is, you know, kind of feeds the fulfillment for the mind, because, you know, the mind likes to get that. We're also working with the zero-point field of infinite possibility. We talked about that earlier. So we do that from a space where, you know, I sort of take us into a really deep, relaxed, meditative state where we're in the present moment. And when we are in that present moment, we are able to really create apply quantum physics in action. We can see it in our reality. We can transcend sometimes what the mind likes to create as a linear reality. We start to shift out of linear and we move into eternal time. So as we're doing that, and we've already begun, I'm going to ask the audience to, for their permission to connect with their energy. And from this space, not only are we doing the core energy therapy, but we're also using the power of two or more gathered. So as you know, when two or more come in agreement, that shifts and healings are happening. It just magnifies things manyfold. And so what I'm going to ask right now, Lisa, and everyone listening, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just say yes and give me one moment to connect.
Yes.
And so for those who are energetically sensitive and aware and mindful, you may feel different sensations. Sometimes you feel like a energy just around your space, your auric field. You feel a little bit more of a magnetic pull. You may also feel some people get warming of the hands and the feet and the face. Some people actually get cold. And some of you may get really sleepy and yawn a lot. So whatever comes up for you is perfect and unique for you. It just means that it's your confirmation that something is occurring. And so from this space, I'm going to ask, I'm going to use the word I am presence. Is that okay, Lisa, if we use
yes.
the I am presence, which is okay. So what's happening here is we are all manifesting this together. So as we go into this deep space of infinite possibility, I'm going to invite everyone to take a deep breath in. And just breathe in life and breathe in that oxygen, that life force energy. And as you breathe out, just feel yourself sinking into that chair, that bed, that couch that you're on. Now, if you are driving, just please make sure that you are fully present for driving, and then you can listen to this later. Good. All right. So let's take another deep breath in. Feeling yourself, letting go. If thoughts come up, just see them as puffy white clouds on a beautiful, crisp, sunny day, just passing you by. You're like balloons going up into the sky. Any thoughts, doubts, worries, any of those energies, just see them pass you by. It's okay. It's just your mind trying to protect you the best way that it knows how. That's all. Good. Let's do one more deep breath in. So the energy is fully present right now. If you are someone who likes to be visual, I invite you to imagine from the highest sky an opening, almost like a vortex or a doorway, and it's allowing this beautiful radiant energy of light. You can see it as any color of the rainbow that you would like. It can be all the colors of the rainbow. It can be liquid gold or green, pink, whatever it is, and I just want you to see that energy with each question that I ask you. I like to call it a download. Just see it enter your space, your energy, from the top of the head down, working its way all around the face, around the ears, the jaw, relaxing the jaw, the neck, good, down through the shoulders, the arms, the fingertips, down through the chest, stomach, hips, thighs, knees, calves, feet, and just going straight into the earth. Grounding that light. Okay, so the first thing that I'd like to do is really give us the highest perspective, understanding, and wisdom from our great I Am presence. So our great I Am is our spirit, and it is, you know, has no limitations. It is whole. It is perfect. This is who you are. This is what I see you as. This is what Lisa is seeing you as right now. We are all holding this space. So it's already happening. Now what's happening is we're just going to remind your conscious, your subconscious, your cells, your molecules, your auric field, your emotions of the same expansive awareness of your I Am. So can we have the I Am give you the highest wisdom knowledge of what money is, what abundance is, what prosperity is, and make your understanding the same as all of these frequencies? If you want that, just say yes.
Yes.
Good. Just seeing that energy pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also add the energy of wealth in there. Can we go ahead and do that?
Yes.
For any superstitions, misconceptions, religious patterns, or programming, and any other programs that may have, for any reason, hindered your ability to understand and see and witness what money, wealth, prosperity, abundance, what they really are. Can we go ahead and show you all the gifts, the blessings, the teachings from those experiences so you don't have to keep recreating those patterns anymore? Would you like that?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Can we extend these teachings to our ancestors so that they too can have them as well?
Yes.
Good. Take a deep breath in. The energy is fully present right now. Very, very strong. You can feel that. Good. There's a little resistance going on. So any trauma for anyone who may have had trauma from those experiences where you didn't see or recognize or understand what money really was, abundance, prosperity, and wealth, can we go ahead and heal that, release that from your body, mind, your energy, your space, and your past lives? Can we go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Can we show the mind how to function, how to thrive, how to operate, how to move forward, expand and grow without needing the trauma to do so?
Yes.
Can we show your mind that this is possible and, in fact, that nothing is being taken away from it by letting go of the trauma, but that it's going to gain everything through this process?
And peace, yes.
And what happens is the mind, you know, the only reason why it has resistance is because it feels like it's going to give up something or get rid of something that it wants. So let's assure the mind, let's really assure the mind that it's not giving up or losing anything that it really wants, but it's going to get so much out of this transformation right now. Do you like that?
Yes.
For any of those misconceptions around money, that it's doesn't grow on trees, that you have to pay your dues, that it's just not easy for you to manifest it. You have to be greedy in order to have it. You can have just enough. You can't have too much. You can have just enough to get by. Any times where your ancestors had these patterns and you sort of adopted them for yourself, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all those from their first point of conception, whichever lifetime that occurred?
Yes.
Any guilt around letting these go right now, can we release that and show you that your ancestors that came before you and that are here now and that will come after you want you to be free of the guilt and want you to prosper and thrive and not have to be in that struggle anymore? Okay, so I'm getting some of you saying, well, but that, I don't know who I am without struggling. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, can we show you? Good. Okay, so what we're going to do now is something is coming up specifically around stepping into your full potential greatest self, because there's this thing where we may have been oppressed, we may have not been able to express ourselves openly, freely, speak our truth, and that has a direct tie into our abundance and how we're experiencing that. So that's what's coming through right now, and it's all because the group is directing that. So can we go ahead, for any time you gave your power away, you were not fully in your power, you were not speaking your truth, you were feeling like you were oppressed, you allowed yourself to be oppressed, can we go ahead and show you all the lessons, make it so that you learn them now, and then heal all those timelines for you now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting something around, well, if I'm powerful, I'll be hurt or harmed for it, or I'm going to be very much arrogant in my ego. I'm going to be not who I really want to be. Can we show you the truth of what was really happening when you thought that and then release that for you?
Yes.
Can we show you how to be powerful and diplomatic and kind and loving and in who you really choose and desire to be at the same time?
Yes.
Good. Any vows, obligation, oaths, contracts, connections, bonds that we have to people, places, and experiences that is still keeping us out of our power, can we go ahead and release those now?
Yes.
So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and place your hand, your left hand over your solar plex, and I want you to imagine that light that's coming in from the highest sky going straight through the body from the top of the head and into settling into your solar plex, which is just a little bit above your belly button. And I want you to feel like a warmth, almost like a mini sun in your solar plex. I just want you to feel into that, and while we're doing a clearing for you, I just want you to take a few deep breaths in and just visualize that for me. So here we go. Okay, and there is such a thing as the lack matrix. So there's a matrix of abundance and there's a matrix of lack and limitation. So can we unplug and release any connections, vows, obligations, oaths, contracts, responsibilities, burdens, traditions that you have taken on to remain in the lack mentality for any reason and shift you out of that, show you who you are outside of it, and into, move you into, with ease and grace, the abundance matrix?
Yes.
Can we download you with what it feels like in your cells, in your body? Download you what it feels like, looks like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like, in your experience, to be in the abundance matrix? Anything that the mind creates out of self-protection that may try to move you out of this space, can we show you how to quickly recognize it, accept it, and gently move yourself back into this space of abundance matrix without judging yourself?
Yes.
Can we show you how to recognize this action and make it so that it's a default setting for you on a deep conscious and subconscious level?
Yes.
Good. So it's just going to be second nature. You don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
Deep breath in. And release. We're almost done. Let me just scan. See what's going on. Okay, so there is something going on right now about sympathy and feeling sorry for. Well, what about those people in Africa or those people in the East or even people in the United States or in Europe that are, or, you know, in the Far East that are really struggling and they're not experiencing abundance right now? I can't prosper without them prospering. Okay, so can we show you all the lessons you were meant to learn from that experience right now? Can we release that pattern and also give you the highest understanding of the difference between sympathizing and compassion?
Yes.
Because see, sympathy is like 101 for people who are very empathic and people who are very sensitive, and so they take on energy. We were talking about it earlier. For me, I was manifesting it as my scoliosis. For you, it could be something else, maybe financial blocks or whatever. So what I want to do right now is I would like to offer you, if it's for your highest good to receive it, what's coming through that sympathy really is. So sympathy is what we do when we lower our energy, we lower our vibration to take on what's going on in our experience, something that is maybe painful or struggle or whatnot. We take it on, they feel better, and we end up feeling, what's going on here? We're feeling sorry for them.
Interesting.
That's exactly what's happening. We're feeling sorry. Have you seen those commercials on TV where they show us, you know, the animals and things? Of course, they're trying to get you to pay. Now, if you're paying from a place of feeling sorry for, you're contributing to the story of pain and struggle. But if you actually meditate and say, okay, I'm aware of what's happening right now. I see these animals that are in pain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see who they really are. I'm going to see that at their core, they are loved, they are whole, they are complete, and they will find homes, they will be taken care of, and that's the space that I'm going to give them money. There's a huge difference in the way that we do things, and that right there makes it actually so that you move that paradigm of lack and not enough into abundance, and there
right.
is enough.
Okay,
and
great.
So what we're going to do right now is we are going to, any patterns of sympathizing, can we go ahead and show us all the gifts we learned from that and move out of it and back into compassion where we can elevate and see the truth, really hear, really be with whoever is going through the struggle, but not take it on for ourselves and actually help contribute to the healing for them and for you. Would you like that?
Yes.
Good. Can we show you that it's safe to do this, that it's possible, and if for any reason you forget, how to have little reminders that come up for you to help you move into this direction?
Yes.
Good. Can we download you with what it feels like to have compassion for yourself, for your gifts, for your talents, for your abilities, for your process, your journey, how to have compassion for others, their gifts, their process, their journey, and have compassion for the universe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're creating sages here. We're creating masters. This is who you are.
Yes.
You are no less than a sage. You are. This is what I see when I see you. This is what Lisa sees when she sees you.
Yes.
We are seeing that. We feel it. Receive that. Okay, I'm getting a little resistant. No, it's not me. Okay, what about just the willingness to receive this? The willingness to receive it will move you into that direction. Would you like that?
Yes.
Good. All right, go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head as high as they can go. Wiggle your fingers to the sky. You may have a tendency to yawn. That's just the energy moving. Arms wide open, palms facing up. Repeat after me. I give myself full permission.
I give myself full permission
to receive this healing or something greater now.
To receive this healing or something greater now.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Now bring all your energetic blessings that the universe is just blessing you with right now. It's almost like Christmas when you're a kid and all those presents are overflowing. Just place them over your heart. Thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so blessed. Out of 7 billion plus people on the planet, we have all connected today in this divine configuration so that this miracle, these blessings, this wisdom, these teachings that you have brought in today can unfold. We are so blessed knowing that what we are grateful for expands. Go ahead and relax. Shake it out for me. Just wiggling your toes and fingers and getting back into your body. Take a deep breath in.
That
release, just gently opening your eyes. Wow.
Like the most amazingly beautiful breeze just all around me, right? It feels so, you know, like when you're standing out in the spring and there's a beautiful spring breeze going over you and it feels like it just surrounds everything around you. That's how I feel. It feels so beautiful. I would
Does it look brighter?
Yes.
Does it feel brighter to you? Yes. So things got brighter. The energies have shifted. And I just want the audience, I want to invite them to really be in their five senses. What do they hear? What do they see, taste, touch throughout the day? Really be in this beautiful sacred space. Be mindful that you will probably have some vivid dreams over the next few nights. That's just because you're going to be processing. We do a lot of processing through our sleep. Make sure you're well hydrated. And if you do feel loopy later on, you know, some protein will be good, or some nature time will be great as well, planting your feet in the earth. But yeah, thank you so much. It's such an honor to facilitate that little sample for you.
It was amazing, and the cellular change that happened at that time has also begun, and that will
complete. Oh, it's already done.
Complete, yes. And as you sleep, more and more and more and more will happen, and that I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. That was just impromptu, and it was needed, very, very needed to shift and change energies. And the lovely thing I feel is in a beautiful coherence with the entire audience right now that's a part of this call. Everyone is in this gorgeous mindset. There's a lot of questions that are coming in for you as well. And also, people have already been raising their hand. Press star 2 to raise your hand. You can enter questions in the question box as well. And before we get to questions, I just want to direct you to the amazingly huge offer that Emmanuel has put together, because in this, if you really got something out of that and you want to experience more of that, there are hours of these clearings that Emmanuel does, and then you can take, then he separates out the processes, just the activation processes that you can then do over and over and over again after you've listened to the explanations and the whole session. So go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, and you will be able to see the whole entire offer. I just want to, and there's also a sample of music. The music is also very clearing. There's two main ones. There's the path to greater abundance, and then there's also the I am prosperous. Those are, what's the difference between those two?
So the I am prosperous is laying the foundations to what money is, having a deep connection with it, healing your relationship with it, all those things. And then the OMG, I like to call it, path to abundance, the oh my goodness, oh my God, path to abundance, takes it to a whole other level, because not only are we doing healing work through the session, but the activations through the music that took me about 5 years to create, they are just reinforcing all the work that we're doing together and taking it to a, like, it's an oh my God type of thing. So
nice. Very, very nice. Yes, it is. The music is great. There's a sample on here that you can hear of the music that I, and there's mantras that you do as well, and so many different things. So that's what
I actually I give the listener my most impactful, powerful mantra. And I studied so many mantras over the years, and I kind of put all my favorites together in one. I recorded it to just some nice music in the background, and it's a, you know, I think 13 minutes little audio that they can listen to several times a day. They can say it with me, they can do it on their own, but or just listen to me. And I really attest a big part of the prosperity and the shift and the expansion in my reality to some of these sacred, ancient mantras that have been used for thousands of years.
Ah, that's where they come from. That's beautiful. There's so much depth to you, first of all, and where you come from and what you've been able to transform in your life. And that's why I so wanted you to go into your story, because it's such an incredible example of what you've been able to create, Emmanuel. And it gives you depth as a teacher and appreciation for what you have gone through. And you're someone who people want to learn from. And you embody the example of love. And you embody the example of transformation. And yes, I see you. I see you.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's so interesting, Lisa. First of all, I received that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It used to be really hard for me to receive. But I want to say that I feel like I came in as an adult, and now I'm becoming a child, like in a way of being very excited and playful and fun. You know, I had to be the adult for many years. I mean, the first 10 years of my life, that's what I sort of was like, Mom, come here, it's going to be okay. You know, she would put her head on my shoulders, and she would be in a mess, and I'd be like, it's going to be okay. But now it's just amazing to be free of that, having to be so serious and actually live my life and want to inspire others to be the child with that wonder of magic and miracles, but at the same time, be the powerful creator that's going to manifest miracles too.
Wow. Well, it looks like you have definitely hit a nerve with the audience as well, because there is just a ton of people expressing their love for you, first of all, but also saying that that was so impactful, and that was a very heartfelt, transformational meditation that you just did. And the beautiful thing is that you can listen to the replay, anyone listening, and share it with your friends and say, hey, check this out, because this is really powerful. Just this process that you just did was really powerful.
And I want to thank them. I want to thank them, because they are the ones who made it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. That energy exchange is vital. People have had their hands up since the beginning of the call, so I just want to go. I'm going to call on you by the city and state that your phone is registered in. So we have Boca Raton, Florida. Boca Raton, Florida, and you are, I believe it could be Anne, could be Laura, I'm not sure. Do you have a question for Emmanuel Dagger? Hi.
Hello?
Oh, I forgot. I have to do something special. Hi, I'm here. Hang on one sec. I forgot. I am doing something interesting. No, I'm not. I'm going to ask you a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. So my question is, he talked about having a scoliosis and that he was able to straighten it. I have a scoliosis that's 59 degrees.
Mm. Okay.
What can
I do
with that?
Can I, what was her name?
Anne.
Hi,
Anne.
It's such a privilege to connect with you. So is it okay if I do a little bit of work on you? Is it okay, Lisa, if I do some work on Anne?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So Anne, You know, what part, so is it in the middle part of the spine for you? Where's the shift happening, the curve?
Well, actually, it's an S curve. So mm-hmm. the main shift would be, I guess, in the thoracic area. But all the vertebrae mm-hmm. above and below it have herniated from the degree of how the curve is.
Okay. If for any reason having the scoliosis served you, how do you think it has served you at this point in your life? How do you think it served you?
Well, I guess, how has it served me? I do a lot of intrinsic movement work. I became a dancer and I danced. I'm a Pilates instructor, so I've learned to do a lot of body care. I do a lot of energy work.
Do you feel like you would know who you were without it, or do you feel like
Absolutely.
So are you willing and ready to start moving into that direction of releasing it?
Yes.
Okay.
She sounds like she's ready. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So I've been doing a little bit of work on you. So just give me a second.
Okay.
I want you to, are you sitting or laying down?
No, I'm sitting.
Okay, so I want you to, if you can, sit as erect as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just sit there for with your eyes closed and give me a few seconds. Any resentment that you have stored in your body, any anger, frustration that you are still carrying from past experiences for any reason, whether it's on an unconscious level or a conscious level, is it okay that we start to release those now?
Absolutely.
Any imbalances or misalignments going on with your past connection with your parents, can we restore that and bring that back into alignment?
Absolutely.
For any time you felt unseen, unheard, unrecognized, unloved, unaccepted, can we go ahead and show you what was really happening and then heal all of that for you right now?
Yes, absolutely, and thank you.
You're welcome. Can we show you how to see that little girl within you as whole, complete, divine, holy, sacred now?
Yes.
And anyone who's listening right now, if they've experienced anything similar, they can also be saying yes or me too. They will receive this as well. So just take a deep breath in and release. Give me 1 second. And Anne, we did some work on the sympathy and the compassion, so I'm just going to reinforce that for you so that you are fully moving into the space of the compassionate healer. You are a healer. We know that already. So as a healer, you are the compassionate healer, not the empathic healer anymore. Are you willing to move into that direction?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Good. Can we download you with what it feels like to be the compassionate healer?
Yes, please.
Good. Okay, just go ahead and stretch to the left and then stretch to the side. Good, arms up. Good, relax, shake it out for me. All right, go ahead and stand up and just see how you're feeling right now. Do you feel a little bit better? Do you feel a little bit more flexible and open?
What I'm aware of my spine and the shifting, mm-hmm. and as far as do I feel any different? Not really.
Okay, well, let's support that. I want to make sure that you're feeling better. So the story of having scoliosis, if it's still serving you, how do you think it's serving you?
Do you think it's possible not any to let longer. It go? Yes, I'm very willing to let it go.
Do you think it's possible to be asked?
Go ahead.
Are you talking to me or
yes,
Lisa?
Sorry, yes. We're having microphone. Do you think it's possible? That's a clear distinction. Do you think it's possible to let it go?
Are you me? Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think anything.
Okay, so what I want to do is the extra luggage that you're carrying, the extra armor that you're holding on to, who would you be without it?
I would be who I am, but I guess I wouldn't have the
who
same
are you?
Kind. I would be neutral. I wouldn't be as reactive maybe in situation. I wouldn't be as emotional perhaps.
Mm. Okay, so can we invite that frequency of neutrality and balance into your emotions so that you can feel more and think less?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no change at all, 10 being super change, where are you feeling right now?
A 3 or a 4.
Okay. What do you feel it would take for you to be feeling more joy, more love, more ease, more neutral and balanced? What do you think it would take? What do you want? What is it that you desire? I'm here to give
okay.
it to you. What do you want?
I want to be helping other people and be out in the world more. And
so when you think of that, does it excite you?
Yes, teaching very much so, and all the, kind of doing the work that you're doing and all the people are doing now, coming in and being able to help others in that way.
Do you feel do you feel left behind in any way by not being able to do that right now?
I don't feel like I'm out in the world right now. As far as
what does that mean to you?
Okay, well that means that I don't hang around crowds or go to very popular places or I'm noise sensitive or something. So I have a more quiet, reserved life, which is
do
fine
with
me.
Do you want to do those things? Do you want to do more of those things where you're in public and hanging out?
Not really. That's why
okay.
I do
So we needed the clarity on that, just to be clear.
Okay,
because
so I need more people to, how would I say, find me or I'm ready to work again. I was very ill, and now I'm not. So,
okay. So that's
one,
I'm so grateful
I want
to hear
draw
that.
To me people that vibrate at the level that I vibrate and want to make
how
a difference
make
in the world
feel?
The way. Okay.
How does that feel inside to know that this is what you choose right now?
That feels good. I feel
okay,
it right in my
we,
third chakra,
can,
my,
we,
in my
can
gut.
Can we bring that into your body right now, into your mind, and into your energy so that you can anchor this and use it as a reference point to begin feeling better so that you can work again?
Yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That is brilliant. And her confidence level is increased as well, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And how are you feeling right now?
I'm more present in my belly. Actually, my stomach feels much larger. I don't mean in a bad. I'm just saying I feel more present and more full in my the front of my
so
body
would you say,
and in my belly.
Would you say you're over a 6? I like to get people over a 6 so that they start feeling better.
You know what? Even if she doesn't realize that right now, it's going to
yeah.
percolate throughout the evening. So
yeah.
I don't even know necessarily if we need to get. To
okay.
that number.
I think she, yeah. Anne, do you feel better?
I'm definitely feeling better than I was a few minutes ago the last time you
good.
Asked. Let's say the
good.
Scales come
excellent.
Up to about 6.
That's what I like to hear. You're
okay.
my favorite kind of client.
Well, I mean, that's beautiful because in the experience of the healing, and I can see you're still there and you're still working on her and you will still be, you know what I also love? Is that I felt the energy of other people on the call also contributing into Anne, and I love
yeah.
that. Did you feel that?
Absolutely. They were supporting, reinforcing. And what happens is when someone is so comfortable in the experience, they don't realize that they want it. They want it even though they think they don't want it. So what I was trying to allow her to see is that so that she would be ready to release it, and we did it.
Yes, and people also got a lot of healing from that experience,
mm-hmm.
their own personal healing. And, I mean, the way that this relates back to money is your body, and it's all the same. We're not separate from money. It's interesting because sometimes we do talk about ourselves as separate, but if money is energy, and if we are
mm-hmm.
energy, then it's really
mm-hmm.
how we're being. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So
mm-hmm.
it's how we're being in our bodies, how we're being our relationships, how we're being with our money, how we're being
mm-hmm.
with our food. It's kind
mm-hmm.
of really all the same thing if you're super clear about it all. And
yes.
I think that was a great example. So
yes.
Unfortunately, we only had time for one call, but...
Okay.
That's,
she held the space for everybody, so that's great.
She did. But there's, I mean, beautiful. People are hearing you from all over the world, the Philippines and all over the world, saying that this is the first time that they've heard you and that they love you and that they're very excited about every single minute of this call, and thank you. And
aww.
many blessings are coming in here. So I so
thank
appreciate you.
You
being on and sharing with us your gifts. It's really
mm.
wonderful to meet
you
in person for the first time this way. And for more and more of this healing, it amplifies, definitely. When you listen to the clearings that Emmanuel does on the many recordings and the sessions that he's done, they're all feeling like they're completely activated and live in that moment. So even though the recordings, they exist timelessly. And you will be able to get those clearings and then sleep on them, and then get the clearings and sleep on them. And it's just I feel so much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
And clearer than the word. For me, I feel super calm today.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a beautiful
mm-hmm.
sense of calmness for me today. So I really appreciate all that you've done for our audience, and invite people to go and get more and more of an experience here by getting the offer. And you go to theawareshow.com/Emmanuel, and you'll see everything on there. And I just appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so grateful for you. You are such a light in the world, and I'm just so privileged to have had this time with you today. Thank you.
Me too. Been really grateful. Really, I am very grateful. So thank you so much. And for everyone who participated on the call and that will listen to the replay, your energy exchange continues to contribute into these calls. And the healings, and it's all beautiful and reciprocal. So thanks. Immerse and simmer in this energy. It's wonderful. Again, take advantage of the entire offer. It's a huge discount. It's enormous. It's the path to change cellularly and energetically. And so just take advantage of it all. You know who you are if this resonates with you. Until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.